Perhaps the best way to describe the internet is to describe all the things you can do on it. As I mentioned before, there's a ton of information stored in computers on the net, and most people use the internet to look at this information. Information is stored in different ways, the most popular way being the World Wide Web. The web has almost become synonymous with the internet, but it's just part of the net. In other words, the web is just one way a computer on the internet can store information. The web stores information in what we call web pages. Web pages can contain text, pictures, photographs, sound, even animation. The thing that makes the web neat is that once you access a web page, you can jump directly to other pages by clicking on a special area of the page. You'll learn all about the World Wide Web in Lesson 3. Another way you can use the internet is to send electronic mail to other people set up with electronic mail. Also referred to as email, this amazing device lets you communicate with people all over the world. You'll learn about email in Lesson 4. The internet also provides a neat way to send and receive information among groups of people with special interests. These groups are called news groups, and the Usenet part of the internet lets you join and interact with thousands of news groups. We'll cover news groups in Lesson 5. Look over the screen, then click when you're ready to continue. Another way to get information is to visit a gopher site on the internet. Gopher sites contain information that you access through a series of text menus. Most gopher sites consist of just text documents, but some sites contain pictures. And you generally can't use a gopher site to link to other gopher sites. If you want to get a specific file from the internet, such as the quarterly report for a business, you can visit an FTP site and send the file to your computer. FTP sites are kind of like storage containers for files. Generally, you can't view the contents of the file. You can just send it to your own computer. This is called downloading a file. I'll show you some FTP sites and gopher sites in Lesson 6. Another cool thing you can do on the internet is actually log into another computer and work directly with the programs on that computer. Not all computers on the internet offer this feature, but if they do, you log on to their computer using a feature called Telnet. A lot of university computers offer this feature, allowing people to work with the programs and data stored on those computers. Look over the screen, then click to continue.